You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are here in the Houses of Parliament, where a big event's been taking place, organised by the RNIB, which allowed MPs to be able to learn more about vision rehabilitation and sight loss as well, not only from RNIB, but also from our volunteers who provided their own lived experiences. Joining me now is Alistair and his guide dog, Omber. Alistair, thank you for joining us.
Hello.
Can you tell us a little bit about why you chose to volunteer here today?
I've got involved in various organisations supporting people with disabilities and visual impairment since I became ill 4 years ago and lost my eyesight. I found it a really useful way of reaching out and working out new ways to engage with the world. It was a fairly out-of-the-blue sight loss, so I was very disoriented. What I'm particularly interested today is that I found that the visual rehabilitation services that I used extremely important for reconnecting me with the world. Before I got support with visual rehabilitation, I couldn't use electronic devices, I couldn't contact people, I couldn't go out by myself, I was really quite isolated, and the support I got with rehabilitation was transformational. I only got it by having a bit of a fight, putting in a complaint. In fact, my husband put in a formal complaint because I wasn't given access to the services. I then got them pretty quickly, and it was remarkable. It was remarkably good to be able to go out on my own again, for example, to use a white cane. I have a really strong memory of going on the bus by myself. Actually, I found out later that my visual rehabilitation officer was following me to make sure I was okay. And it's just extraordinary. I feel like I'm part of the world again. And that's what this training is an enabler of. So I've been a bit of a campaigner for a while, and I really wanted to make sure that people understood this is very important. I'm a local councillor, and I know that in my authority that although adult services is a very important priority, that the vision support services are very niche and are not high profile, and I know that around the country the service has been withering, and I want to make sure that decision makers understand that they shouldn't let that happen. With all of the challenges with austerity and reduced funding that local authorities have had in recent years, this issue has gone off the boil really.
What are you hoping will be achieved off the back of this event? What are you hoping to change as a result of MPs attending today?
The reason that we have vision rehabilitation services all over the country, there are a couple of reasons really. So one is about local people organising and working with the authorities to make sure that with people who lost their sight, they got the help they needed. But it's very piecemeal and haphazard. There was a last minute amendment to the law for the Last Care Act, so it got in at the last minute, and there's no clear guidance. So councils are told you should provide vision rehabilitation, but there's no clear guidance about how it should be done. And RNIB have got a very sensible, clear proposal about having it a national framework so that it's really clear what's required. And that means that if you're in Hartlepool, you get the same support as you do in Newcastle. And at the moment, that is definitely not the case. Actually, as it happens, it's much better in Hartlepool at the moment. And I want it to be like that everywhere.
Alistair, many thanks for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.